From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listener, welcome back to the English service from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. You're listening through voanews.id or our application RRI Play Go. And we from the Voice of Indonesia will be bringing you more information about Indonesia. Like the first one is the news, so stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Here is the news, I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Vice President Maruf Amin chaired a working meeting to address extreme poverty in the five districts of Cianjur, Bandung, Kuningan, Indramayu, and Karawang at the West Java's governor office in Bandung, West Java on Wednesday. As reported by Antara, Vice President Amin in a statement received from the Press Media and Information Bureau of the Vice President's Secretariat on Wednesday urged the local government's official to ensure that extreme poverty alleviation program were right on target. Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi has expressed Indonesia's readiness to become a hub for COVID-19 vaccine productions in the Asia-Pacific region at a recent meeting with the Gavi Vaccine Alliance Council. During the meeting, attended by co-chairs of the COVAX Advanced Market Commitment AMC Engagement Group, she raised the issues of vaccine supply constraint while conveying Indonesia's interest in becoming the vaccine hub. Minister of State-Owned Enterprises SOEs Erick Thohir believes that integration of the Greater Jakarta transportation facilities will drive economic activities in the surrounding area. During a virtual inauguration of the Greater Jakarta Transportation Integration at Tebet Station, South Jakarta on Wednesday, he expected the integration of Greater Jakarta Transportation to revive surrounding business. The Indonesian government has disbursed 468.9 trillion rupiah in village funds from 2015 to 2022. Deputy Minister of Finance Suhasil Nazara at a webinar entitled Encouraging Rural Banking to Rescue MSMEs originating from on Wednesday explained that these village funds are available in the village cash account and they are used as much as possible to improve the life quality of the village community according to their needs. Let's move on to the international news. Ukraine signed a memorandum of understanding, established joint training and maintenance centers for Turkey's armed drones on Wednesday. This was stated by a statement on President Volodymyr Zelensky's website. As reported by Reuters.com, Ukraine has previously bought the drones from the Turkish defense technology company Baykar to bolster its armed forces in their fight against Russian-backed separatists in the war in the eastern Donbass region. Saudi state news agency SBA on Wednesday stated that Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman discussed the kingdom's initiative to end the Yemeni crisis during discussions with U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. As reported by Reuters.com, SBA also stated the initiative includes a comprehensive ceasefire under UN supervision and the opening of Yemen Sana'a International Airport for flights to and from selected locations. The presidents of Russia and Turkey on Wednesday had talks on curbing renewed violence in northwest Syria and on possibly expanding Moscow's sales of military defense systems to Ankara, despite U.S. objections. As reported by Reuters.com, the talks took place in the Russian Black Sea resorts of Sochi, and the Kremlin said that the President Vladimir Putin was ending a period of coronavirus-related self-isolation by meeting Turkey's President Tayyip Erdogan. Neither leader made any detailed statement to the media after the talks, though Putin thanked Erdogan for the visit, which he called useful and substantive. That was the news.
Angkasa warga negeri, sekali udara tetap di
Every October the 1st, Indonesians commemorate the Pancasila Sanctity Day. This commemoration refers to the incident on September 30th, 1965. It was a dark time in Indonesia. Maintaining independence is a winding road. The people of Indonesia, with the Pancasila ideology, even must sacrifice both commoners and important figures. September 30th, 1965 was a moment when Pancasila was threatened by some people who wanted to replace it. The September 30th, 1965 movement took the lives of some high-ranking military officers. However, it could be stopped, and it showed the sanctity of Pancasila. This has made the people realize that there are other ideologies that want to change the soul of Indonesian people. Then, based on the MPRS Decree No. 25/1996, communism and Marxism was officially banned in Indonesia. Pancasila is the ideology of Indonesian people. Pancasila even differs Indonesians from any other nations. In commemorating the Pancasila Sanctity Day, Indonesians must respect the fallen heroes in protecting the national ideology. Indonesians must also grow more nationalism and patriotism to fight other ideologies.
Listener, today in history starts with the event on September 30, 1965 about the 30th September Movement. The 30th September Movement was an attempt coup which took place in Indonesia on 30th September 1965. Six Indonesian military generals were kidnapped and killed in the incident. The background of the incident has never been officially investigated until now, although a number of soldiers were involved. Communists were blamed for the incident. This movement was followed by the massacre of members of supporters of the Indonesian Communist Party. Thousands of people were arrested and imprisoned without trial. It is estimated that 500,000 people were killed from this incident. Next event is that in 1991. World Translation Day was set. International Translation Day is commemorated annually on September 30th at the feast of Saint Jerome, a Bible translator who is considered the patron saint of translators. This commemoration was initiated by the International Federation of Translators, FIT, which was founded in 1953. The United Nations General Assembly on 24 May 2017 passed a resolution declaring 30 September as International Translation Day, recognizing the role of professional translation in relations between nations. We end today in history with the event of September 30, 2007, about Hurricane Matthew. Hurricane Matthew was an extremely powerful, long-lived, and deadly tropical cyclone, and it was first classified as a Category 5 Atlantic hurricane after Hurricane Felix in 2007. The devastation of the Hurricane Matthew covered a large area of the Western Atlantic, including Haiti, Cuba, the Dominican Republic, and the Lucayan Islands, the Southeastern United States, and the Canadian Maritime Province. This storm caused severe devastation and claimed a large number of lives, at least 522 to 1,381 deaths were predicted during the storm, with damage estimated at more than $5.2 billion. It was also the most destructive hurricane since Hurricane Sandy in 2012. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Still with us, Voice of Indonesia on voanews.id or application RRI Play Go. The next one will be by Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Presiden Joko Widodo targeted some 34,000 hectares of mangrove in Indonesia to be rehabilitated. The mangrove rehab will continue both by Peatland and Mangrove Restoration Agency and the Environment and Forestry Ministry. That was stated by Presiden after planting a mangrove in Tritih Lor Village, North Cilacap, Cilacap Central Java on Thursday. The President further remarked that mangrove rehabilitation is getting more crucial in preserving the mangrove in facing climate change. The mangrove is expected to reduce the wave energy, protect the coast from abrasions and water intrusion, as well as improving coastal habitats and environments. The President also hoped the mangrove can increase fish and other marine resources productions. Therefore, the fishermen can catch more fish and make more income, mainly from the crabs. Before returning to Jakarta, the President visited Kemiren Bak, South Cilacap, to join the release of sea turtles hatchlings. During the event, President Joko Widodo explained the importance of people's participation in turtle preservation. Since their population is declining, the massive turtle hatchling release program across the country is expected to restore the turtle population.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bishaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zhen que pei tai kou zhou, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhou bao hu ni, yi de kou zhou bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Tanganku belai. Asmara-asmara yang indah dalam pesona ketulusan.
Listener, more information about Indonesia is coming up shortly. For example, it is an information about Indonesian tourism or maybe the local wisdom of Indonesian people. Next, Indonesian Wonder.
Fulan Fehan is a valley at the foot of Mount Lakan with a very wide savanna or grassland. This valley is located in Dirun Village, Lamaknin District, Belu Regency, East Nusa Tenggara. About 26 kilometers from Atambua, the capital of Belu Regency. The attraction of the Fulan Fehan grassland is that there are many free-roaming horses, thriving cactus trees, and a vast expanse of savanna that the eyes cannot reach. In addition, not far from this valley, there are several historical objects. To reach Fulan Fehan grassland, there are two routes to be chosen. First is through Dirun village and second is through Maudemu village. From these two villages, someone can go to Fulan Fehan by walking for approximately 4 kilometers. When you get there, you will see a vast meadow as far as the eyes can see. The eyes are increasingly spoiled by the presence of a group of horses that are free to roam. There are also cows, goats, and buffaloes that are deliberately grazed. There is a kind of natural spring that is a source of the life for the livestock. Uniquely, despite having a temperature that tends to be cold, reaching about 21 degrees Celsius, many cactus trees thrive there. In this tourism attraction, tourists can enjoy the view by sitting and relaxing on the grass, and you can also ride after hordes of farm animals. Not far from Phulan Phaehan, there are also several other interesting attractions to visit. There is Kikit Gawen Fort, which is covered in a kind of small forest. In the past, this fort was used as a place to set strategy. There is also Fort Rana Hitu, or known as Fort Lapis Tuju. This fort was used during traditional wars between tribes in the interior of Timor, now Timor Leste. It's known that this fort was made in just 7 days and 7 nights. To be able to enjoy the green grass of Phulan Phaehan, you may come here during the rainy season from November to April. This is the best time. During the dry season, the grass dries up and the temperature is a bit hot. So, if you can't have time for vacation, you are recommended to visit Phulan Phaehan Grassland in East Nusa Tenggara.
Atau lagi banyak
Well then, listener, the next one will be an information about Indonesia. Well, mostly it's about innovation. The next one is miscellany.
Listeners, another proud achievement was won by Indonesian airline CityLink. It has won the title of 5-star COVID-19 airline safety rating from Skytrax. This achievement places the airlines at the second LCC in the world after Scoot or Singapore Airlines Group. In its official release Wednesday, Skytrax, which is an independent global aviation rating agency based in the United Kingdom or UK, ranked CityLink as one of 15 airlines in the world that managed to get the title. The 5-star COVID-19 airline safety rating is the highest rating given to airlines for implementing the best health protocols in flight services amid the pandemic situation. The achievement of this title was based on an audit process carried out by Skytrax in August 2021. The scope of the assessment is all aspects of implementing health protocols, especially in providing the best services amid the COVID-19 pandemic, which includes pre, in, to, post-flight stages. According to President Director of CityLink, Juliandra, this predicate is a global acknowledgement of the quality of implementing good health protocols on CityLink flights, especially amid the COVID-19 pandemic. He added that since the beginning, CityLink has been committed to implementing good health protocols and developing various services in all phases of its flights. CityLink wants to create safe and comfortable flight for all customers in line with its mission to become the most hassle-free airline. Meanwhile, CEO of Skytrax, Edward Pestit, expressed his pleasure to award CityLink with the title of 5-star COVID-19 airline safety rating, considering all of the efforts made by CityLink in providing the highest standards of cleanliness for its passengers. CityLink's management and employees have gone above and beyond industry standards to mitigate the risk of the COVID-19 transmission in order to restore passenger confidence and return to travel by plan. The Skytrax audit was carried out to ensure that CityLink had perfect procedures by incorporating standard health procedures related to the COVID-19. The procedures are applied both in the free flight and post-flight passes, or pre, in, and post-flight. Broadly speaking, the aspect of the Skytrax audit assessment carried out are free flight, which includes the website, automatic check-in process, and boarding management. Then there is an in-flight, which includes customer and cabin staff, PPE or personal protective equipment, cabin staff assistant, disembark management, and cabin cleanliness. In addition, there is also post-flight, which includes arrival and baggage reclaim. That's miscellany.
Setiap hari,
cuci tanganmu terus.
kita berinteraksi. Ingatlah jaga kesehatan, jaga kebersihan. Sementara jangan berjabat tangan demi kebaikan keamanan kita bersama. Marilah bersatu padu, stop penyebaran virus corona. Tetap tenang, tidak panik, tingkatkan kewaspadaan. Marilah kita berjuang, cegah.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chaku yo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai o fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bishaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
We have been giving you so many information and also so many songs from Indonesia. The next one will be a song, but there's a little bit information about it. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, today I'm going to present to you a song by one of the Indonesian boy band that hit in the 90s, Cowboy. The boy band, which was formed in 1991, has become known since the release of its first single entitled Katakanlah. The song tells the story of a man who wants his girlfriend to tell him what her worries are. But according to the man, there should be no need to feel restless because he has genuine affections and love. The name Cowboy is taken from the abbreviation Coverboy. The name was taken because all of its members are male models for the covers of Teen Magazine. They are Ali Mustafa, Gilbert Patiruhu, Ferry, and Poncho Buono. Listener, here is the song Katakanlah by Cowboy. Happy listening!
Voice of Indonesia.
Renungkanlah walau sejenak demi ketuhan hidup bersama.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you.
Voice of Indonesia.
Percaya padamu, dengan apa adanya, ku yakinkan hatiku, jangan sampai tergoda. Seringkali ku tahan emosi di hatiku bila mendengar apa yang mereka ucapkan padamu.
Biarkanlah mereka bicara tentang kita.
Thank you very much for you who have been joining us in the English service from Voice of Indonesia. We are expecting any opinion from you, so feel free to send it to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, @voiindonesia, and also you can send it to our email, voi@voinews.id. We hope that your opinion will help us to bring you better information about Indonesia. Well, the listener, make sure that you will stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.